Matt Varney and Dave McKenzie back here at Lakeland Community College, the semifinal round of the district tournament. Doesn't turn out the way Logan would hope, 89-58. A lot of things, I guess, went wrong there, Coach Amanda Shelby, but what stuck out the most to you?
You know, a lot. I mean, they're a very, very good team. I mean, they're number five in the nation for a reason. You know, the other two times we played them, they were good, but they have really going this time, you know, with they're playing really good defense. I mean, they're going to really make a good run in the tournament in a couple weeks. So, you know, I expect them to be in the top, you know, in the semifinals for the national tournament because they're that good. So, you know, we matched up the best we could. It wasn't the way we wanted. We wanted to try to at least get a little bit closer, keep it within 20, but, you know, it just wasn't our night tonight.
They had 9 threes on you. I think Smith had 6 on you, and 4 of them came in the first quarter. Felt like at that point things just really started to roll out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, they came out, hit our first couple shots. We missed ours. You know, we were slow moving around on the defensive end. I mean, we knew we had to play zone because we do not match up very well with them at all. And the last few games, our zone hasn't been really good, and it really showed tonight how rough it's been.
Seemed like where we really struggled here this evening, Coach, was they did defensively, Wabash Valley did a good job of shutting down the passing lane. It's just hard to get the ball around the court because they're so quick with their hands and taking it the other way.
Yeah, they're long, they're athletic. I mean, I don't know how many turnovers we had just by trying to pass over them. And, you know, you think you learn after a couple times, you're like, oh, I can't do that. But we kept doing it. And I'd hate to see how many turnovers we had. We had to be in the high 20s.
I'll cover them up. I won't even.
Do you take that as kind of a sign of respect, though? Because they were pressing you, they were trapping you all the first half and a little bit in the start of the second half as well.
Yeah, I mean, when you're that long and athletic and quick, I would be pressed in, you know, any in every team. Even if we're up by 20 or 30, you still have to prepare. You know, you're going to win this game, but yet you have to prepare for the following game in the national tournament. And, you know, I mean, we didn't handle it very well. I think we forgot what our press break was, even though we've been running it since November. But, you know, credit to them because they're just a very good athletic team. And, you know, we did the best we could, and we just came up way short.
Coach, your season comes to an end. You're 14-11 on a year, but this squad, you and Coach Matt Crane and Coach Helton, have made such great strides with this team this year. You got to be really enthusiastic about what's ahead for this squad.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm thankful the girls came in. They gave us everything they had for, you know, since August. And, yeah, 14-11 is not bad, you know, especially compared to last year. And we've got turnaround, and I think the kids that we got coming in, you know, we're trying to find the kids that, you know, will compete with Wabash and stay and hang with Wabash. And, you know, I think we've got some of those kids coming in, you know, recruiting-wise, and I think, you know, even next year we want to keep on turning around and get to 20 wins, and hopefully we'll actually play 30 games next year.
Well, and you look at a lot of the teams in the league, aside from the top three, Vincennes, Ren Lake, and Wabash, everybody had a tumultuous season with players getting injured, players leaving teams for what may it be, but the 9 that you had here tonight, and I know some of them are going to leave because of graduation and what have you, but, I mean, you have a very solid foundation here, which I know Dave was kind of getting to there as well. Just the foundation that you have with Janaya centering it there, and then you have Shea and Madison, and Faith is a really good three-point shooter, as is Takaya when she comes off. Just you have a really good foundation with this team as you look forward to the future years.
Yeah, I mean, and there is it. And then you got Tylee, the transfer that will be able to play next year. You know, there's a good foundation to start with. And right now we're just trying to build around 3 of those pieces, a couple of those pieces, you know. And a lot will shake out depending on the next couple of weeks when we have our team meetings. And, you know, we'll know who wants to go, who wants to stay, you know, all that good stuff. But I think there's a solid foundation that we can build off. And, you know, when you have a good foundation, good things happen.
Now, will you – with postseason tournaments continuing after the Region 24 Nationals, do you go and keep working and looking at other players, or what's up next for you? Even though the games have stopped, the job doesn't stop.
The job doesn't. Yeah, we're still recruiting. Hopefully, we'll even have a recruit coming in, you know, this weekend. So it's just a continuing cycle, you know, and especially once the Division I tournament gets going, you know, you'll see a lot of people entering the portal. You know, we try to get some of those kids because, you know, it's always good to have Division I transfers. So, you know, our work is never done until whatever the first day of the season is next year, November 1st. So we got a long ways to go.
bittersweet, but you have to look at it, I guess, from the side of a year ago, you had 3 wins, and today you have 14 wins, and I know you wanted to get 15, 16, and even more, but at the same time, we kind of talked about it there, but it's an improvement from what it was last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always hope, you always want more, you know, as a coach, but it's 10 times better than what we had last year, and you can tell we're moving, you know, turning everything back north, going to the right direction, and as long as we keep doing that, I'll be fine.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us and for the season, and best of luck in the off season. We'll see you in November.
Thank you, and thank you guys for everything you do.